Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of the biz meeting to order. First order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana from the Advocate, official journal for the State of Louisiana, and from the respective journals as evidence that track numbers 43108 through 43125 have been advertised in accordance with and under provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30 of the Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. Letters of protest. We have a letter of protest from Cypress Plantation LLC dated February 14, 2013 on track numbers 43110, 43112, 43113. The staff has reviewed this track, and there are claimable water bottoms within the advertised track area, and it will remain up for lease. There will be no tracks recommended to be withdrawn from today's sale, and we can proceed with opening of the bids.
Good morning. We received one bid on track 43108, advertised as 138 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 28 acres. The bidder is Bayou Resources, LLC. Bayou Resources, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,680. $1,680, or a per acre value of $60. Annual rentals are $840. $840. Royalties are, royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 43109, advertised as 22 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is HEP Energy, Inc. HEP Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $9,372. $9,372, or a per acre value of $426. Annual rentals are $4,686. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43110, advertised as 70 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 35 acres. The bidder is Gray Production Company. Gray Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $10,500. $10,500, or a per acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $5,250. $5,250. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 43111. Advertised as 37 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Gray Production Company. Gray Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $11,100. $11,100, or a per acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $5,550. $5,550. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 43112, advertised as 256 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Gray Production Company. Gray Production Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $76,800. $76,800, or a per acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $38,400. $38,400. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 43113, advertised as 49 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 4 acres. The bidder is Gray Production Company. Gray Production Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,200. $1,200, or a per acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $600. $600. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 43114, advertised as 144 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 87 acres. The bidder is Gray Production Company. Gray Production Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $26,100. $26,100, or a per acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $13,050. $13,050. Royalties are 23%. We did not receive any bids on track 43115. We did receive one bid on track 43116, advertised as 18 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 3 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $825. $825, or a per acre value of $275. Annual rentals are $412.50. $412.50. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43117 or 18. We did receive one bid on track 43119, advertised as 592 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 194 acres. The bidder is Oil Land Services, Inc. Oil Land Services, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $78,764. $78,764. Or a per acre value of $406. Annual rentals are $39,382. $39,382. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43120, 2122, R 23. We did receive one bid on track 42124, advertised as 79.47 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is EOG Resources, Inc. EOG Resources, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $41,999.90. $41,999.90. Or a per acre value of $528.50. Annual rentals are $20,999.95. $20,999.95. Royalties are 25%. I might add on the total amount, it reads 41,999.9, and I'm assuming it's a zero at the end. But again, the total amount is $41,999, and I would say probably 90 cents. We received one bid on track 43125, advertised as 40.13 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is EOG Resources, Inc. EOG Resources, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $21,208.71. $21,208.71. Or a per acre value of $528.50. Annual rentals are $10,604.36. $10,604.36. Royalties are 25%. And thankfully, that will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn the opening of the bids meeting. The committee meetings will begin around 9:30. Thank you.
13. Mrs. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold.
Here.
Mr. Harper.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Diaz. Mr. Lambert. Ms. Martin.
Here.
Mr. Sanders. Ms. Smith. Mr. Klein. We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting. Mr. Talbert, I designate Mr. Talbert and Mr. Bradbury to present the agenda.
Good morning, Chairman Smith, members of the board. I'm here to present a portion of the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. There are 1,896 active leases covering nearly 841,000 acres. The G&E staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 225 leases covering 166,000 acres. Another 225, there are 10 leases covering 5 oil and gas fields to discuss in more detail today. Let's begin with Lake Rackesee Field, the southern area of that field. This includes State Lease 1450, 1451, 1480, and 1589. ExxonMobil Corporation is our lessee. The committee last reviewed these leases on February 13, 2013. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to defer these leases for further review until the March 13 meeting. After further review of these leases, the staff recommends that ExxonMobil Corporation commit to the drilling of a new well on or affecting those portions of State Lease 1451, 1480, and 14589, shown on the attached map as non-producing on and before June 12, 2013, or release all the non-producing state lease acreage. If a well commitment is made, ExxonMobil Corp. must spud the well on or before September 11, 2013, or release all the non-producing state lease acreage. The non-producing state lease acreage is outlined on the attached plat, which y'all should have in your binder. Also, one note, state lease 1450 will be removed from this particular lease agenda review and be replaced with state lease 14589. There are no portions of state lease 1450 remaining in the southern portion of Lake Rackesee. All that remains is located in the northern portion of the field, and this area will be addressed on another agenda. Moving on to state lease 328-A, Bay Baptiste Field. Hillcorp Energy is our lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on July 11, 2012. The board adopted the committee's recommendation that Hillcorp Energy be granted until January 9, 2013 to provide a plan of development that must include a commitment to attempt one of the six identified recompletions by the first quarter of 2013 or release additional acreage. On March 1, 2013, the staff received an email from Hillcorp stating their intention to release acreage in lieu of a plan of development. The staff recommends that Hillcorp submit a definite commitment to drill a new well or the sidetracking and or recompletion of an existing well by June 12, 2013 or release all the state lease acreage in the Bay Baptiste field. If a commitment is made, Hillcorp must commence operation on or before September 11, 2013 or release all the state lease acreage in the Bay Baptiste field. Are there any questions?
Jason, they said they plan to release the acreage, and but then we're giving them a day to...
Right. What they've done in the past is they've carved off pieces, acreage off this lease. We're at a point where we want them to release it all. So if they're not going to drill a well or recomplete a well, we want it all back. Moving on to State Lease 2620, Lake Pelto Field. Batchy Corporation and Castex Energy Partners are our lessees. The committee last reviewed this lease on June 13, 2012. The board adopted the committee's recommendation that Apache Corp. be granted an extension until December 12, 2012 to submit a report that would include findings of their ongoing field study to identify new reserves, and secondly, the results of workover recompletion activity. By letter dated January 29, 2013, Apache reported that they successfully recompleted the unit well for the Lake Pelto VUA and that they are in the process of obtaining work permits to return 8 wells on the lease back to production. It was also reported that Apache has identified 2 new drill locations on the lease. Staff recommends that Apache Corporation submit by September 11, 2013, a report that would include the projected spud dates of the 2 identified drill locations and the results of workover recompletion activities of the 8 wells mentioned in Apache's letter. Moving on to Redfish Point, State Lease 3306 and State Lease 4011. Hillcorp Energy is our lessee. The committee last reviewed these leases on May 9, 2012. The board had adopted the committee's recommendation to grant that Hillcorp be granted until December 12, 2012 to report on the completion attempt in the J-SAN and submit a plan to develop for the non-productive portions of these leases. After repeated emails and phone calls to Hillcorp since December of last year, the staff received an email dated March 6, 2013 from Hillcorp stating that they did not desire to release acreage despite no plan of development being offered on the non-productive acreage. Hillcorp has not shown any interest in further development of State Lease 4011, and as a result, each lease will be addressed separately. Staff recommends that Hillcorp commit to the drilling of a new well on or affecting those portions of State Lease 4011 shown on the attached map as non-producing on and before June 12, 2013, or release all the non-producing State Lease acreage. If a well commitment is made, Hillcorp must spud the well on and before September 11, 2013, or release all the non-producing State Lease acreage. The non-producing State Lease acreage is outlined on the attached plat. The staff recommends that Hillcorp submit a definite plan of development for the non-producing State Lease acreage on State Lease 3306 by April 10, 2013. Moving on to our last lease, the State Lease 2038, Deep Lake Field. Exxon Corporation is our lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on August 8, 2012. The board had adopted the committee's recommendation to accept ExxonMobil's offer to release 400 acres and to grant ExxonMobil until February 12 to report on their efforts to execute the partial lease and report on any new activity in the lease, including the drilling of the 3859 Reservoir A unit. By letter dated February 12, 2013, ExxonMobil reported that the survey plat for the 400-acre release has been completed, and they are seeking a reassignment from another working interest owner, that being Goodrich Petroleum, or have them join in the release. It was also reported that the drilling activities on the 3859 RA sand unit have not commenced, but anticipates that Henry Production will spud the well by the second quarter of 2013. ExxonMobil also noted they are interested in the test results of Chevron's ultra-deep well that is located just northwest of State Lease 2038. The staff recommends accepting ExxonMobil's report and that they be required to complete the release of the 400 acres by May 8, 2013. It is also recommended that ExxonMobil be granted until September 11, 2013 to report on any new activity on the lease, including the drilling of the 3859 unit. Are there any questions?
I have a question going back to item 2, State Lease 328.
Yes, sir.
So are we asking them to spud or do a new well on any of the six areas?
It would be the six. They had identified in the past six wells that they have recompletion opportunities. We're asking now if either they drill a new well or they make an attempt on one of the six wells.
And that would hold the entirety or just that one area?
Yeah, it will hold that one area. It'll essentially hold the whole lease if they attempt to establish production. Actually, the lease is being maintained by another portion north of here. But our focus is on this portion of State Lease 328. We want something done.
And how many acres is that affecting?
630 acres.
Okay. Thank you.
Jason, I got a question on the Hillcorp Energy. They sent an email saying they didn't want to develop the acreage, and we gave them another date to say they were. So if they don't, then what?
Yeah, if they don't, we want the acreage back. All the non-producing acreage on State Lease 4011, we want it back.
Chairman Smith and ladies and gentlemen of the board, good morning. I need to bring to your attention a few things concerning force majeure. The first off is a request by Black Elk Energy concerning State Lease 14905. They're requesting an extension of force majeure recognition for 6 months until the September 11, 2013 board meeting. The staff has reviewed their updates recently and determined that we should not, or that the staff is requesting that we grant only 3 months and require that Black Elk come in and meet with the staff and explain what their actual plans are to restore production to this property. The second item is a request by Chevron for an extension of force majeure recognition for 6 months until the September 11, 2013 board meeting for state leases 19534, 19536, and 19547. Staff would recommend going ahead and granting that six-month extension. The third item is Energy Properties is requesting an extension of 6 months until the September 11, 2013 board meeting for state lease 725. Staff is recommending that we go ahead and grant that. They're making shut-in payments on this property, gas shut-in payments on this property right now. Final item is Saratoga and Harvest. Request an extension of force majeure due to rig availability problems for a period of 3 months until the June 12, 2013 board meeting concerning operating agreement A0311. Right now there is a problem. Another company on this is actually vying for the same rig, and they've got an extension until April right now. So we recommend going ahead and granting Saratoga another 3 months on this issue. Are there any questions?
I have a question. What's the reason for the first three?
Black Elk and Energy Properties were shut in last year due to Texas gas pipeline rupture occurred actually near the Stately 725 field. Chevron was is a equipment availability problem. This is a deep well that they were drilling. They call it their Bear's Hump prospect. And this is the one where they were working on the well, and they drilled it to 25,500 feet. But the problem is the blowout preventers and the rig, everything had just reached its limit. So they had to design a new blowout preventer because they want to drill another 4,000 feet deeper. And to do that, the new blowout preventer will be larger than the existing one, taller. So they're going to have to not only design a new blowout preventer, but they're also going to have to design a superstructure to basically hold the rig so they can raise the rig up to perform the work. At this time, they have finished the design of the blowout preventer, but there's some seals that need to be qualified by some testing process through and the API code. They'll be following that procedure, so that's going to take about 6 months to do. After that, they'll be looking at fabricating a new blowout preventer. And since we have we granted them to this point, they have made deferred development payments on the outside acreage. Last November, they also extended a bunch of leases in the area. So we're asking the board to let us look at this for another 6 months, or grant them another 6 months for force majeure recognition. This one's designed to go to 29,000 feet, which is significant test, so we're asking the board.
Very good. Thank you, gentlemen. Are there any questions or comments from the board? Any public comment at this time? I need a motion.
I move to accept staff's recommendation.
I have a motion from Mr. Segarra, a second from Mr. Arnold. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. I have a motion from Mr. Cordero, a second from Mr. Martin. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
To call to order the Nomination Tract Evaluation Committee meeting, this time we'll have a roll call. Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Harper. Mr. Lambert, Mr. Morton, Mr. Smith,
here.
Mr. Klein. We have a quorum, and I appoint Emil Fontenot as my designee to present the agenda items. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 18 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parish where the lands are located for today's lease sale. We received a letter of protest from Cypress Plantation, LLC, dated February the 14th, 2013, pertaining to tract numbers 43110, 43112, and 43113, all situated in Cameron Parish, Louisiana. The staff reviewed the most recent state lands water bottoms layer and recognizes that the aforementioned tracts contain both claimable water bottoms and private lands within. Therefore, tracts 43110, 43112, and 43113 were advertised correctly and are to be left up for today's lease sale. And the final item, 60 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the May 8, 2013 lease sale and are pending approval by the board for advertising. Staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the May 8, 2013 lease sale.
Thank you. Need a motion and second to motion by Mr. Arnold. Second, Mr. Smith. Any public comment on the item? Any comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. I need a motion and second to adjourn the nomination tract evaluation committee meeting. Motion by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Segura. Meeting's closed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's say roll call for the audit committee. Mr. Lambert? Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Morton?
Here.
Mr. Klein? And myself, we do have a quorum. Ms. Newman, good morning. I do designate you to present the agenda.
Thank you very much. Item number one is a penalty waiver request from PXP Louisiana LLC for a penalty in the amount of $48,026.01 billed for audit exceptions. The field audit for January 2002 through December 2004 began on February 27, 2006. Total royalty collected for the audit period is $28,313,120.29. This was the first audit of PXP. They were very cooperative with accommodations and scheduling. Our auditors did have problems obtaining records, but we did not have any difficulty with the personnel. Principal and interest assessed was paid timely with the exception of one audit issue, which took many years to be settled before it was actually paid. Company has taken corrective measures to prevent future recurrence. PXP Louisiana LLC paid the state a total of $171,163.70 in royalty exceptions and $36,588.05 in interest. In accordance with protocol, staff is recommending a 50% waiver. The amount of the reduction would be $24,013 with a balance of $24,013.01 owed the state.
On the one item, there was the exception.
We had several issues related to that one item. The exception was a deduction for transportation where PXP owned the pipeline. We don't allow a deduction for transportation when they own the pipeline. We allow depreciation, which also turned into another dispute because this lease was already expired, and they were outside of the prescribed period of time after the expiration of the lease, so they weren't allowed the depreciation deduction either. So there was a lot of back and forth on that one specific issue.
But since then, all that's been cleared up?
That has been cleared up and paid.
So it's not an issue at all anymore?
No.
I'll second.
We have a motion from the committee for a 75% waiver of penalty, and a second by Mr. Burr, moving Mr. Morton, second by Mr. Morton. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The motion carries. Thank you, Rachel. Item two.
Item number two is a request to place Sunland Production Company on demand for audit exceptions and unpaid royalties, which were the result of a field audit. This was Sunland Production Company's first audit and covered the period January 1998 through December 2009. A billing letter was issued on October 12, 2012 for audit exceptions totaling $22,646.36. A second notice was sent on November 30, 2012, and the pre-demand letter was issued on January 23, 2013. A certified receipt indicates that Sunland did receive the third billing. Although there have been several attempts by staff to contact Sunland and resolve the audit issues, none have been successful. We've had very little cooperation from the staff. The lack of attentiveness and a desire to resolve the audit is very evident. The Attorney General's office is in agreement with this request.
Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? You have a motion?
Move to accept staff's recommendation.
Moved by Mr. Gore, second by Mr. Smith. Anyone opposed? Hearing none opposed, the motion carries.
Item number three is the staff report to the committee that the election for March 2013 gas royalty is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the C. Robin Plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement. Item number four is a discussion in executive session of the potential settlement in the Hubco Exploration Incorporated audit.
Any motion to go to executive session? Moved by Mr. Gore, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we're in executive session. We'll be right back, guys. We should come back out of executive session. Moved by Mr. Gore, second by Mr. Wharton. Anyone against? Hearing none, we're back in open session. So, Ms. Newman, do we need a motion to approve staff's
settlement in principle?
Settlement in principle with the HEPCO issue.
I move to accept the staff's recommendation to proceed forward.
Moved by Mr. Gore, second by Mr. Cordero. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none opposed, the motion carries. There be no further items on the agenda. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to convene the Legal and Title Controversy Committee meeting. Take a roll call. Mr. Arnold. Mr. Harper. Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Diaz. Mr. Lambert. Mr. Morton. Mr. Sanders. Mr. Smith. Mrs. Smith. And Mr. Klein. We have a quorum, so we can proceed. Item one, I designate Emil Fontenot to handle the agenda items.
Good morning, Mr. Segura, ladies and gentlemen. There are six items on the agenda today. The first one and the second one deals with lease amendments. The first one pertaining to State Lease 3258, where we'll be requesting force majeure language provisions in that lease. It's a request for final approval of a lease amendment by and between the State of Louisiana through the State Mineral and Energy Board, Hillcore Energy 1 LP et al., where the parties desire to amend said leases to include a force majeure provision and other required clauses, please forgive me, affecting State Lease number 3258 in Lafourche Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument on the docket as item number 13-9. The staff recommends final approval of the lease amendment by and between the State of Louisiana through the State Mineral and Energy Board, Hillcore Energy 1 LP, Goodrich Oil Company, MWE Energy Inc., and Ridge Exploration Inc. It has been executed and duly advertised, and it's on the docket for final approval as item 13-9.
And this is just item one.
That is correct.
Okay. I want to make a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to approve staff's recommendation. Do we have a second? Mr. Martin, a second. Any questions, further discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed, motion carries. Item 2.
Item 2 is identical to 1, but it pertains to state lease number 3599, a final request for final approval of a lease amendment by and between the state of Louisiana and Hillcore Energy 1 LP et al., where the parties desire to amend said lease to include force majeure provisions pertaining to state lease 3599 in Lafourche Parish, which further particulars being stipulated in the instrument on the docket as item 1310. Staff recommends final approval of the lease amendment by and between the state of Louisiana through the State Mineral and Energy Board, Hillcore Energy 1 LP, Goodrich Oil Company, MWE Energy, Inc., and Ridge Exploration, Inc. It has also been executed and duly advertised and is on the docket for final approval as item 1310.
I'm going to make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Arnold to accept staff's recommendation. A second by Mr. Cordero. Any further questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed, motion carries. Item 3.
Item 3 deals with an amendment to an operating agreement that was previously given. It's a request for final approval of an amendment that certain operating agreement AO320 dated January the 11th, 2012, by and between the state of Louisiana and Fortis Exploration LLC as successor entitled to Explore Energy Operating Company, whereas said parties desire to amend the description of the agreement to contain a total of 72.86 acres situated in Lafourche Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument on docket as item 1312. What happened here, the original operating agreement contained 73.565 acres, and it overlapped State Lease 1480 by about 4 feet. They revised the description to be adjacent to State Lease 1480, and as a result, reduced the 73.565 acres to 72.86. Acres. So the staff recommends final approval of the amendment to that certain operating agreement, AO320, dated January the 11th, 2012, by and between State of Louisiana and Fortis Exploration, LLC, as successor entitled to Explore Energy Operating Company. It has been executed and duly advertised and is on the docket for final approval as item 1312.
All right. We have a motion by any of the members?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Arnold to accept staff's recommendation of this lease amendment. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Smith. Any discussion or questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. Item 4.
It's a request by staff to rescind the following assignments from Chesapeake, Louisiana, LP that were approved in error on the February 13, 2013 docket. Before reciting those assignments, what happened at last month's lease sale, we realized that there was errors in the descriptions, and we just inadvertently left it on the docket for approval. So we're going to be requesting that this be rescinded. Chesapeake is aware of it. They're working on the corrected copy, and we'll be submitting those assignments at a future date. So the request by staff to rescind the following assignments are an assignment from Chesapeake, Louisiana, LP to Larchmont Resources, LLC of an undivided 2.5% working interest in into the state lease 20234, being in Bienville Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument. Larchmont Resources is the joint account lessee. The second of three assignments is an assignment from Chesapeake, Louisiana LP to PXP, LLC of an undivided 20% of Asinor's right, title, and interest into the land to state lease numbers 20234 and 20273 in Bienville and Bossier Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument. And PXP Louisiana LLC is the joint account lessee. And then the final assignment is an assignment from Chesapeake, Louisiana LP to Jamestown Resources LLC of an undivided 2.5% working interest in the lands estate lease number 20273 in Bienville and Bossier Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument. Jamestown Resources LLC is designated as the joint account. Again, we are asking for to rescind those, so the staff recommends that the approval of those three assignments recently previously read from Chesapeake from the February 13, 2013 docket be rescinded.
All right. Do I have a motion to rescind these items off of the docket?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Cordero. Any further questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Item 5.
It's a request by Petro Gulf Corporation for a waiver of all or a portion of the liquidated damages, damage assessment levied on state lease 19698 and 19359. Insofar as 19698, it was in the amount of $30,400. And in the case of state lease 19359, it was in the amount of $30,300, both of these leases being situated in St. Mary Parish, Louisiana. I might add that in March of 2003, Goodrich Energy and Petro Gulf incurred liquidated damages for a late release in the amount of $15,600. A waiver of $13,188.41 was granted on May 14, 2003, and the parties paid $2,111.59 on June 9, 2013. The staff recommends that the liquidated damages on the late release of state lease 19698 be reduced to $26,052, which was the amount of the bonus. Insofar as state lease 19359, the criteria does not provide for any reduction in the liquidated damages levied on the late release of state lease 19359 because the bonus was $41,400, which is larger than the liquidated damages. We had a representative from Petro Gulf that wanted to address the board. I got a call about 3:45 yesterday afternoon. They're out of Colorado, Denver, Colorado, and indicated that something came up and they would not be able to address the board today. And asked the question if the board would reduce the liquidated damages or waive it altogether. And I told them that my recommendation is what I stated to you today, but that I would also point out to the board that in your packet there is a letter dated January 21, 2013 from Petro Gulf being Olga McLeod, CPA Vice President of Petro Gulf Corporation. I would bring that to your attention, and those were her concerns, and that was basically her argument that she was going to address to you today. In summarizing it, basically they indicated in the January 21st, 2013 letter that they didn't intentionally ignore the terms. She felt like they were a victim of high turnover in the employee incompetence and incompetence and or negligence. And she went on to say that their employees did not communicate with us timely. That's just kind of a rough summary of that thing. And my recommendation stands as presented to you on the liquidated damages for these leases. Questions, please. Yes, sir.
Question.
Yes, Mr. Lambert.
Thanks. So that I understand this, on state lease 19698, you're recommending
$26,052.
Yes, sir. And then on state lease 19359, staff is recommending what?
$30,300.
No reduction.
No reduction.
No, it's no reduction.
No, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, yes.
All right. Any further questions or discussion? Do I have a motion from anyone?
I make a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Arnold to approve staff recommendation, bottom 5A and B. Second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? All in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. Item 6.
The final item is a request by staff for authority and ratification of staff's actions taken thus far to make demand by written notice on Zenergy, Inc. in connection with exclusive geophysical agreement 2, 2011-08-01 EGA for failure and refusal of Zenergy, Inc. to comply with its obligations under Article 6 and 8 of the EGA, namely, for failure to make operational reports to the Office of Mineral Resources and to secure the full and complete acquisition of data under the programs contemplated. These failures have placed Zenergy in default and is now liable to the Board for damages in the amount of $137,174. The staff's recommendation is that authorization be given to James Caldwell, Attorney General of the State of Louisiana, in coordination with the Office of Mineral Resources staff, to take all appropriate actions, including the filing of suit on behalf of the Board against Zenergy, Inc., and all other related parties for collection of all amounts due, along with interest, penalty, and all other remedies prescribed by law, and the actions of OMR staff thus far with regard to this matter be ratified.
I second it.
Your motion is to approve staff's recommendation? Who made the motion? Mr. Smith?
Second
by Mr. Lambert?
Second it.
Any other questions or discussion? Mr. Cordero?
The $137,174 represents what? Or where did that come from?
That was from the agreement itself. It was stated that if we did not get those conditions were not met, they would make that payment equal to that amount.
All right. Any other questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor of the motion? Second? All opposed? The motion carries. No further business?
No, sir.
Without any further business, need a motion to adjourn? Adjourn. Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Lambert. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you,
Thank you, sir.
Take a roll call for audit in the document review committee. Mr. Lambert? Mr. Smith? Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Harper?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Morton? And Mr. Klein, with myself, we do have a quorum. I'd like to designate Mr. Macy. Dennis, as our
Good morning.
Thank you.
The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the March 13, 2013 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through items number 3. Item number 4, approve subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 5 through items number 11. Item 12, approve subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 13 through items number 15. Item 16, approve subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve item 17 through items 20. Item 21, approve subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 22 and 23. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, State Agency Lease Transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category D, Advertised Proposals, item number one, approved subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number two through items number five, and that will complete the staff's recommendation to the Docket Review Committee.
Thank you, sir. You've heard staff's report and recommendation. Do you have a motion to accept, please?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Gore. Second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none opposed, all the items are approved. There be no further items on the agenda. We are adjourned.
Thank you,
sir.
Great.
The regular board meeting will convene at 11.
All right, I believe it's time. It's 11 o'clock. We'll start our regular board meeting. Could we get a roll call, please? Stacy?
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Harper?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Diaz? Mr. Lambert?
Here.
Mr. Morton?
Here.
Mr. Sanders? Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Smith? Mr. Klein? Mr. Chairman, we have 8 members present and a quorum.
Great, thank you. Item 2 is the approval of the February 13, 2013 minutes. Do you have a motion to approve those?
Make a motion to approve.
Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Cordero. Any questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. Item 3 is the adoption of the committee recommendations. A is the Lease Review Committee. B, Nomination and Track Committee. C, Audit Committee. D, Legal and Title Controversy Committee. E, Docket Review Committee. Any discussion or questions on those committee recommendations?
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I'd like to make a motion that we reconvene or reopen the Legal and Title Controversy Committee.
Okay.
Mr. Fano, if you could just come up, please. I noticed in reading...
I'll second that motion.
Do we need a motion?
I don't know if we need a motion to open it, but we can discuss the item and take it into consideration.
I was just reading this letter, and I noticed that the vice president of the corporation had sent a letter requesting that she be present at the board meeting today, but at the last minute she couldn't make it.
Right.
For Gulf. Who was that?
Petrogulf.
That's Petrogulf letter that's in the packet.
Okay.
It's 5B, I believe, on the agenda item.
Right.
While I feel it's important that we enforce penalties for legitimate reasons, I do think it's also important that we hear from the parties involved to allow them the opportunity to state their case. So I don't know what the appropriate motion is here, but I would just like maybe if we could defer the item to next month and give them the opportunity to come to state their case, if that's
right. So you
pleasure of the board.
It'd be a substitute motion.
Yeah, well, what he wants to do is, this is a final recommendation. He wants to just change the recommendation on item
5B.
5A and 5B.
5A and 5B.
Well, I'd like to leave 5A. I believe that was a 50% waiver of the, I think that's fine. I'm just concerned about 5B and is the item that they were wanting to address,
well,
if I understand that correctly.
5A is not a 50% waiver. 5A would be just reduced to the amount of the
original
bonus.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It was reduced for 20-something thousand, right?
$26,052.
Right. So,
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Lambert.
Question. Yeah. This is a one-month only?
Yes, sir.
Nope.
Just allow them to come. Just if we could send them a letter or call them and ask them to be present at the next board meeting to hear their case.
Okay.
Any yes, sir.
Discussion or questions? So, you want to make a motion or a substitute motion to change item, to defer item 5B, action on 5B.
Yes.
Until next month?
Next month, board meeting.
Which to give
Petrogulf
time to come and discuss the issue.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. Motion by Mr. Klein, a second by Mr. Arnold. Any further discussion or questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries for the changing of 5B. So I'll proceed with adoption of the committee recommendations as stated previously in committee with the substitute motion as noted, motion and seconded, motion by Mr. Klein and second by Mr. Arnold to defer item 5B in the legal and title controversy committee. Do I have a motion to accept this committee's recommendations? Moved by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Cordero. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. Item 4 is our executive session for our technical briefing, which I'm here will be very brief. Do I have a motion to go into executive session? Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Cordero. All in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. We'll be back in just a few minutes. All right, at this time we'd like to reconvene the, come out of executive session and reconvene the regular board meeting. Do I have a motion to come out of executive session? Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. Item 5 is the awarding of leases. I designate Mr. Victor Vaughn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On those tracks that receive bids, we're recommending that all of those bids be accepted, and that's the staff's recommendation.
All right. Any questions on any of those bids? All right. We have a motion to accept staff's recommendation of the bids and award them as leases. Do we have a second? Second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries, and those bids are awarded. Anything else?
That's it.
Great. Thank you very much. Item 6 is a special resolution. Mr. Bob Harper, as some of you may know, has served here for diligently for quite some time, and he'll be leaving us. And so we have a resolution for Bob, and the resolution is on the motion of myself, the chairman, duly seconded by the entire board. The following resolution was proposed by the Louisiana Mineral and Energy Board and unanimously adopted, to wit, whereas Robert D. Harper, having been appointed June 23, 1992, as Undersecretary of the Department of Natural Resources, having previously joined the Division of Administration, State Budget Office on July 1, 1972, and serving in various capacities, including State Budget Manager, therefore, having begun his career in government on September 1, 1970 at the State Library, and whereas, they still have a library? I never knew where the library was at LSU, but whereas he has been reappointed Undersecretary by 4 consecutive governors, both Democratic and Republican, and his leadership at the Department of Natural Resources has been confirmed no less than 6 times by the Louisiana Senate. And whereas, in a time of transition, he was appointed and duly and honorably served as Secretary of the Department for 6 months during the year 2010. And whereas, during his tenure in the secretarial role, Louisiana was faced with one of the worst natural disasters in its history in the explosion and sinking of the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig under contract to British Petroleum America, and the resulting massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico off of its coast, which disaster placed Robert D. Harper in the forefront of the Louisiana effort, working closely with its governor, lieutenant governor, state legislators, congressmen, senators, and state government personnel, including personnel from the Office of Mineral Resources and the Office of Coastal Management, in crafting and implementing a unified response to that disaster, embodying mitigation and ultimate relief while maintaining the ordinary duties incumbent on him. And whereas, in addition to his service as an ex officio member of the State Mineral and Energy Board during his own tenure as Secretary of the Department, Robert D. Harper has from time to time, as Undersecretary, stood in for the secretary of the department in that capacity when the secretary was unable to attend meetings. And whereas he has served faithfully as undersecretary during Hurricanes Katrina, Rita, and Gustav, all of which had major impacts on the state, serving tirelessly with the administration during the response and recovery efforts and working to ensure that there were adequate volunteers of staff, EOC, and emergency shelters. And whereas he has served on the supervisory committee of Louisiana Capital Federal Credit Union since 1996, currently serving as vice chairman. And whereas his management abilities and understanding of fiscal responsibility has guided the department through recurring budget crisis during troubled economic times, leaving minimal effect on department personnel and on the public we serve. And whereas he has served diligently and selflessly to oversee the many functions of the Office of Mineral Resources, the Office of Coastal Management, the Office of Management and Finance, the Office of Conservation, the Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board, and other manifold aspects of management of the Department of Natural Resources for the people of the state of Louisiana. And whereas Robert D. Harper, having devoted the requisite time and energy to maintaining the high standard of operation of this department and to fulfill even greater service to the state in his capacity as advisor to the various secretaries of the department, of this department and others, has ended his stewardship as undersecretary on February 28, 2013, leaving it and Louisiana better able to meet the uncertain demands of the future. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board does hereby and herein render its heartfelt commendation to Robert D. Harper for his tireless devotion to duty, his unsparing expenditure of time and effort, his unselfish sharing of knowledge and experience, and his willingness to do that little bit extra necessary to maintain the deserved reputation of the Department of Natural Resources as nonpareil in service to the state of Louisiana and to the public with regard to the development and protection of the natural resources in and for the state of Louisiana, and to protect the effectiveness of the Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board in its oversight of that development and protection. Be it further resolved that knowing the experience and service of Robert D. Harper to the Department of Natural Resources and the state of Louisiana has been pursued with diligence without regard for the inconveniences concomitant with such service, the Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board desires that he understand the high regard with which he is held by the board and that he receive the sincere best wishes of the board for him and his future. Thank you, Bob Harper, for the entire Louisiana Mineral and Energy Board. This certificate, I certify that the above is true and correct of a resolution adopted at a meeting of the State Louisiana and Energy Board of the in the city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on the 13th day of March 2013, pursuant to due notice at which the meeting quorum was present, and that said resolution is duly entered in the minute book of said Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board and is now in full force and effect. Bob, thank you for all your years of service to the state, and I know people like you who have helped for such a long time and have been so diligent are few and far between. And thank you.
I just want to thank you very much. It's been a wonderful career. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Are there any other announcements? I didn't know that you were at the forefront of all these things. I never read it in the paper, but you actually have a certificate that proves that you were. So are there any other announcements?
Yes, sir. The total for today's lease sale is $279,549.61, bringing the fiscal year-to-date total to approximately $13.1 million. Another announcement, the dates have been set for our annual oil and gas conference. It is going to be August 28th through the 30th at the Roosevelt Hotel in New Orleans again. And we have managed to get Peter Ricciuti, a Tulane professor, as our keynote speaker. He's a very good speaker, and we're very lucky to get him. We're working on finalizing the remainder of the agenda at this time.
Great. Thank you. Any other announcements? If not, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Lambert, second by Mr. Cordero. No public comment on that one. All in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. We'll see you next month. Thank you.